It's Thursday, January 30th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A survey of Wisconsin businesses shows support for expanded guest worker visas. CWD reduces deer survival and population growth, says the DNR. Wisconsin home prices rise 9%. And adopt a grandparent and send them a Valentine's with Our House, Senior Living, and Simply Cake Couture. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, and here's our top story. Wisconsin business leaders support updating the U.S. guest worker program. Bob Haig tells us more.
The same Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Survey, which found support for tariffs on China, also has respondents overwhelmingly supporting expanded guest worker visas. 96% support increasing the current 85,000-person cap on H-1B visas, which allow foreign workers with specialized skills to work in the U.S. There's also strong support for creating new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage. WMC President and CEO Kurt Bauer said demographic trends show Wisconsin needs workers, and foreign workers must be part of the solution, or the state will lose jobs and the economic activity that goes with them. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Layoffs are on the way for Kohl's. Raymond Newbert has a story.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the retailer told employees in a Tuesday email that hundreds of layoffs were coming from the Menominee Falls headquarters. The total number of layoffs has not been made public, but the email says about 10% of the total positions at headquarters were being cut. New CEO Ashley Buchanan told the staff the layoffs would help improve the company and better serve customers. Kohl's announced the closure of over two dozen stores earlier this month. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources study finds that chronic wasting disease reduces deer survival and population growth in the state. Here's deer research specialist Daniel Storm.
An adult female that has CWD has an annual survival rate of approximately 41%. An adult doe without CWD has an annual survival rate of 83%. With bucks, the infected bucks had a very low 17% annual survival rate. Uninfected bucks had a survival rate of about 69%.
Storm said prevalence rates as high as 30% are confined to southwestern Wisconsin counties, but he cautioned that CWD will eventually lead to declines in deer populations if the disease continues to spread statewide. Wisconsin home sales rose nearly 5% last year, but there continues to be an affordability problem. Here's Wisconsin Realtors Association economist Dave Clark.
Prices have been going up, you know, certainly a fairly robust rate. And that's really because we have tight supply and still have pretty strong demand for housing.
The Realtors report prices increased nearly 9% with a median price of $310,000 last year, but much higher than that in both the Milwaukee and Madison areas. Help make an area seniors' Valentine's Day special. Amy Hockrey tells us more.
Our House Senior Living in Rice Lake is preparing for its fourth annual Adopt a Grandparent event. Our House is partnering with Simply Cake Couture in Rice Lake to deliver boxes of treats to their residents for the cost of a $20 donation. Our House Executive Director Bryn Hoyam gives us a peek at what the seniors will be snacking on.
It comes with a macaroon, a cookie, a cupcake, and a chocolate dipped strawberry. We always want our residents to feel appreciated and valued, so we really try to get involved with the community. And it's been great with our donations that we have gotten in the past. It grows bigger and bigger.
Boxes can be purchased at Simply Cake Couture at 3 South Main Street in Rice Lake or by calling 715-701-3215. Orders must be placed by Wednesday, February 12th for delivery to Our House on Valentine's Day. I'm Amy Hockrey.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.